The difference between sacred presence and performing for women, because Christian Leaders Institute offers free ministry training to people around the world, this course is made possible through the generosity of donors, students, and friends who believe in raising up Christian leaders. Thank you for being part of that mission. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this first video, we begin with a foundation that matters deeply. A man will never become truly confident around women if he is trying to get women to tell him who he is. That is not confidence. That is dependency dressed up as personality. Some men become nervous around women. Some become overly funny. Some become loud. Some become overly agreeable. Some withdraw. Some stare. Some perform. Some try to impress. Some become a different man the moment an attractive woman enters the room. But an organic man in Christ is learning something better. He is learning sacred presence. Sacred presence means you do not lose yourself in the presence of women. You do not collapse, inflate, chase, freeze, or pretend. You stay rooted in Christ. You remember who you are. You remember who she is. And you live in that moment with honor, steadiness, and self-control. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Male and female are both God's design. This means women are not your enemies, not your trophies, not your emotional fuel, and not your source of worth. They are image bearers. And you, as a man, are also an image bearer. So confidence does not begin with charm. It begins with creation. Confidence does not begin with female attention. It begins with being known by God. Confidence does not begin with getting a certain reaction from women. It begins with union with Christ. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either. Many men have been shaped by a distorted pattern. They learn to measure themselves by whether women noticed them, wanted them, admired them, or approved of them. That creates instability. If a woman smiles, they feel powerful. If she pulls away, they feel crushed. If she is attractive, they lose focus. If she is strong, they feel small. If she disapproves, they lose their center. That is not freedom. But Christ restores men to truthful embodiment. He restores a man to live as a whole embodied soul. Your body is not bad. Your strength is not bad. Attraction is not bad. Your masculine presence is not bad. But all of it must come under discipleship. Romans 13:14 says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh, for its lusts." That means you do not let desire run your life. You do not let fear run your life either. You put on Christ. You become a man whose presence is shaped by truth, not appetite, by peace, not performance. So what does sacred presence look like in real life? It looks like making eye contact without consuming. It looks like speaking clearly without showing off. It looks like being warm without being suggestive. It looks like being respectful without becoming needy. It looks like noticing beauty without turning a woman into an object. It looks like standing in your own God-given center. A man can be strong without becoming hard, and warm without becoming sexually confusing. What not to do? Do not turn women into a scoreboard for your manhood. Do not become a chameleon in female presence. Do not make attraction your master. Do not confuse attention with love. Do not build your identity on whether women affirm you. Instead, receive this truth. Peace is often stronger than performance. As you begin this course, remember this central idea: confidence around women begins with God's design, not female approval. An organic Christian man learns how to stand near women without surrendering his center.